Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When you have a government with a strong, documented history of mind control, namely mass shooters and lone gunmen, you are forced to look at it. But then you have a second tier of mind control, right at 20% of the population on psychotropic drugs and the serotonin reuptake inhibitor class that they admit in the drug inserts can cause psychotic breaks and mass killing, and is intimately wed to almost all the major mass shootings. That's another form of mind control that we see. Or this individual could just be another nutty psychiatrist. How many times have they been caught raping their patients? How many times have they been caught killing their families? Why do they have the highest suicide rate? Why do they have one of the highest mass shooting rates? This is a very disgusting guild of people on average, and that could be the case, or he could be a Muslim crazy. We don't know, but now there's been another mass shooting starting in Orlando, Florida, in an office building. We'll give you more on this as it develops. Let's talk to Paul in Oregon. Paul, you're on the air.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see three or four more mass shootings or something similar to the D.C. sniper. You have been telling us for a while now that we are going to be making that switch in the next month or so to the world government or the banking regulations. They're not going to be covering that if they're covering.
Paul, let me ask you this, because I wish I had the clips ready. How many times in the last 6-8 months have I said they're going to stage mass shootings, and if you see a whole bunch of them together, you know it's staged, especially if they're military or involved in psychiatry? I mean, that's exactly what I say, and then what do you see happening? It doesn't look good.
You said it several times. I also wanted to make a point. We were talking about mind control. I don't know if you've seen these. They're getting the kids ready nowadays for this stuff, you know, to be plugged into the functional MRIs and things like that. There's a toy on the market called the Mind Flex. Have you seen that?
Yes, they've got a bunch of games where children hook into wires and interface their brain, and brain scanning's wonderful, and spy toys to spy on your parents, and lots of the Playmobil and Lego toys are all about checkpoints and searching people and police dogs, and most of the new toy soldiers say UN on the sides of the vehicle. USA has been removed. Yeah, it's bad.
And it's conditioning, right?
Yes.
They're just conditioning us. I also wanted to make a point that we are getting through to people, Alex. I'm a part of a martial arts community online, and part of that community talks about things like what you talk about. We do bring up things, and we show people your films, and there's a police officer on here that was being briefed yesterday about needing to take the swine flu shot, and he basically just raised the questions that, you know, this hasn't been tested. I mean, what are they putting in this vaccine? And he could tell that, you know, there are several officers there that are not going to be taking the shot, and he just made point to them that, you know, if everyone's sick, aren't we easier to control? And they all kind of uncomfortably laughed and kind of took his point to heart.
Yeah, everybody who's got any instincts or any discernment and who has done any intellectual research knows something's wrong. I mean, bad stuff's going on. Everybody has this ominous feeling, and it's not Al-Qaeda that's got us scared, folks, whether you believe in that or not. Everybody knows it's the government. It's the corporations. It's what they're putting in the water. I mean, we have a government that admits they spike the water with chemicals to brain damage us, give us cancer, and sterilize us. I mean, they admit it. So how do we trust anything they do? I mean, that's all I'm saying. Good points, Paul. Mike, Connie, Nikki, Kevin, many others. Your calls are straight ahead. 1-800-259-9231. Got three guests coming up today. Bob Chapman on the economy, a news reporter about the Army arresting regular citizens out on the streets of America. We've got a reporter coming on about Goldman Sachs and their chicanery. Very important broadcast on this Friday edition. Please stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. Get the tea.com. Log on to getthetea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. Getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at getthetea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
CNN and the Associated Press are both reporting at least 8 people shot in a downtown Orlando high-rise. The police are dressed up in Army-style uniforms. Southeast Asian camo, completely ridiculous, because they like to play soldier, and the government wants to acclimate everyone to troops on the streets so that they're indistinguishable, just like what we saw at the G20. Police dressed like military, military dressed like police, riding around with sound cannons, shooting people with it for no reason, and attacking old women with police dogs, completely out of control. And they're just milling around, putting on all sorts of combat gear. And the witnesses have identified a man in a blue polo shirt and jeans going around shooting people. And watching the news during the break, it looks like the police have not stormed the building. They've blocked off the highways around the area and are cordoning off. So Lord knows how many more people will die because the police don't just storm the building. Like this woman police officer reportedly did, shooting Nadal Hassan 4 times and not killing him, though. They said for 6 hours he'd been killed, and now they're saying he wasn't killed, and then they're saying there were 2 other shooters, but now there weren't. If it is true, this female police officer killed this guy before the feds could get control and tell everybody to stand down, can you imagine how many more people this Fruit Loop would have killed? I don't know, anybody comes around here trying to have a mass shooting, I'm gonna fight. Got a firearm right here, right beside me on the radio. Not playing games. The answer is more guns, less crime. Look at Chicago. Look at New York. Look at their higher crime rates. Connie, Nikki, Kevin, Michael, and others, we're going to your phone calls here in just a moment. After I take those calls, I do want to say today that I want to let some first-time callers get involved as well. A lot of these people are first-time, but are not frequent callers. We want people to be able to get involved on air with us. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. But I wanted to just for 3 or 4 minutes, we may have him pop back in when Bob Chapman joins us next hour. I wanted to have Ted on because this is a big day. The dollar continues to drop, even though the IMF put hundreds of billions of dollars of gold on the market trying to drive the price down earlier in the week. It's gone above $1,102 today, and I wanted Ted to be able to give us, as a 30-year gold broker and the owner of Midas Resources, his view on this. Ted, briefly, what's your take on what's happening with gold right now?
Well, I think you have an appropriate name for your latest documentary, Fall of the Republic. The dollar's falling again today. Gold has gone up over $1,100 an ounce to $1,102. We have unemployment figures now coming out at 10.2%, and that's the government-reported figures. That's horrible. You know, that's just a terrible economy. I mean, you have to go
Chapman
back.
Says it's really more like 20%.
If they factor everything in, it's well over 20%. You know, people know that. But, again, it's just another nail in the coffin to the United States.
Well, there's also the underemployed people. I mean, most people I know, even with good degrees, have got 2-3 jobs just trying to pay all the stinking taxes. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's okay because your point is well taken. I mean, the taxes are going up because we continue to have to pay more money back to this monstrous Federal Reserve system that lends us the money in order to have currency. All I can say, Alex, is what would you prefer to have? Fiat paper currency, or would you rather have gold and silver? Now, the United States government was set up to have gold and silver as money. We, the people of the United States, as miners, were creating the currency. We were making it. We owed it to nobody after we did. There was no debt associated with it. This country is being drawn into the sea of debt. And this is exactly what Thomas Jefferson was warning about when the first central bank was being put together. And here we have it right here. They laid it out for us, and we've screwed it up. We let this Federal Reserve System come in 1913, and now we're so far into a sea of debt that not even foreign nations want to hold on to our currency anymore. Sad, sad, sad. And it's all about this republic failing. Without a change to that system, we're going to continue to stay on the same road that we're on, Alex, and I just can't tell you enough that it just makes me feel sick to my stomach, and it should to everybody who's listening to this show.
Ted, that's what's frustrating about this is we should feel really good in the last 6 years telling people that we think buying gold is a good investment, a good hedge against inflation, saying that the globalists plan to tank the dollar, kill the republic, to bring in world government. I mean, we were reading their own documents. All we were doing was telling people what they said, being laughed at, being ridiculed, being attacked, still being attacked as it's all openly announced. And we should feel really good about the fact that we told people to buy gold when it was below $300 an ounce. What was the low? 270-something? What was it, Ted?
248 at its bottom.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, 248. And telling people to buy it then, and then now it's $1,102 plus and rising, and I don't feel good, Ted. I don't feel good that I've been right about all this, and people know me all over the world, and everybody tells me, oh, great job, because at the end of the day, we still got the same crooks running things. My children's future is in deep trouble. We can handle just being a third world country and falling apart, but we're going to have tyranny and spies and corrupt bureaucrats that are only going to raise more taxes on us. They're just not going to stop. I mean, this is really a bad tyranny we're dealing with. And it actually makes it sick. It actually makes me nauseous to be right. I wish every day I was wrong. I wish this guy was a Muslim extremist. I wish that was real, because that's a lot less scary than criminals running the government that would set stuff up like this. I wish every day 9/11 was an outside job. I wish every day the army was good. I wish every day the police were good. I wish every day none of this was true. Believe me. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just some redneck from Texas. You think I like having to sit here and know that the idiot public doesn't understand what I'm saying and thinks I'm some anti-American when all I'm trying to do is save this country? I'm sorry to start ranting, Ted. I'm just seeing our country gutted, and knowing the traitors that hate our nation are posing as patriots makes me sick.
Well, there you go. I mean, it just right on target, because right now we're watching the value of our currency drop. I mean, we have lost about 40% of the value of the United States currency within the last couple of years alone. I mean, if you go back to 1971, since gold has been separated from the U.S. dollar, it's worth about 18 cents. I mean, 18 cents. Put up 100 pennies in front of you and then take all but 18 of them and throw them in the garbage can, because that's what happened. What do you think the trend is going to be in the future? Do you want to wait till it's worth 2 cents? I mean, we're the type of economy and the way that we're trying to solve our problems is identified at, you can pretty much set it right against what happened in Argentina, in Brazil. I mean, just a whole lot
in Zimbabwe. And the issue here is, this is not an accident or a mistake. They're not screwing up. We have the internal Goldman Sachs documents. We have the Federal Reserve documents. We have the Maurice Strong quotes, the UN documents. I hear them brag on NPR scores of times over the years, when my wife has it on making dinner, where they brag about globalization will be good and carbon tax will be good to teach us to live with less. Yeah, with these control freaks running our lives, it's by design. Get that through your head, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Fall of the Republic covers. That's why it's such an important film. This is being done by design. That means it can be stopped. It'd be one thing if we were all just a bunch of idiots and the government were idiots and the banks were morons and, oh gosh, we really screwed up. It'd be a lot harder to fix. No, this is artificial. We've got industrial base, we've got science, we've got technology, we've got the people globally to build an incredible society if we could get rid of these parasites.
And, and they're sucking the lifeblood out of our economy.
Because they're threatened by a true free market. The big money wants a monopoly, and they want to kill capitalism and kill the free market and blame their crimes on it as they bring in their world socialist government, where they take our money and give it to the bankers. Now, listen, Ted, we're almost out of time. I want to come back and start going to calls. But please tell folks, what is the gold and silver you've got now? What level of the market? It was 920, 1,020 level. A few weeks ago, it was 920. It was a 1,020 level.
Isn't it? It's hard to keep track of it, really, you know.
You said you were about to run out of gold and silver that you bought when the markets were at the 1,020 level. It's now at the 1,102 level, so up over $80 in the last week or so. So, Ted.
Well, here's what I have to offer, Alex. I have the same prices as I did yesterday, which was, I can tell you, it's way out of the prices as far as where the market should be. I mean, presently right now I have francs at 238, sovereigns at 293. I have Lakota Nation coins, those are the silver coins, they're at $22.30. Walking Liberty halves at 869. I have a plethora of Eagles and Maple Leafs and all sorts of junk silver. We carry it all. But what I'm telling you is that this material was purchased backed when gold was much lower in price. You can buy it now. Gold has now gone up another $10 from yesterday, and the prices are still the same here at Midas from yesterday. And I'm going to
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted is going to run out of this soon. It's going to go up again. You can go back in time and buy it when it was less. It's a great deal. 800-686-2237. 800-800-2237. Here's that number again. Ted can hold it till midnight. Tell him it's the Alex Jones special. Take advantage. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for the economic information.
Once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
We'll talk more about the economy with Bob Chapman and take your phone calls on that issue in the next hour. Let's go to Connie in Illinois. Thanks for holding, Connie. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Two things. One is something from yesterday. Just before your last guest yesterday, you had an Englishman that was speaking to a U.S. audience. And I was wondering, what was that man's name, and what was the bill that he was referring to, because there was no reference to it after or before that?
Yes, that's Lord Monckton, and he is Monckton. He's a Viscount. He's from England. And we've done multiple radio shows on it. It is the Framework Convention on Climate Change. I've done an entire hour just on the treaty, and everything he says is in there is in there. But you don't have to believe Lord Monckton. Ban Ki-moon, a week and a half ago, two Sundays ago, wrote a global editorial published in hundreds of papers, including the New York Times. His editorial was in the front page, calling for global government. He said, we need a global government, the carbon tax will fund it. And then the media attacks Lord Monckton, calling him a kook when he reads the treaty. But then separately, Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, says it's global government. So it's mind-boggling.
Okay, so in reference to here in the States, though, at this point, it's just simply the Framework Convention for Climate Change, and that's not actually either a Senate or a House bill at this point.
The Framework Convention on Climate Change is the international agreement, but countries have passed or are passing laws that mirror it and go under its control. So if you actually read the legislation, what the House has passed is even worse than this, but because the House is complying, and now the Senate's poised to pass it with international law. You understand? In fact, this whole treaty talks about nation states and regions mirroring or bringing their laws into harmony, into line with the UN treaty.
I understand that. Do you know what the Senate bill number is? So they,
I don't have it in front of me, but it's just everywhere. It's the climate change bill, and I don't happen to have it memorized. But let me see if Reuters gives us the bill number. That's the problem. The mainstream media never does that. It's a Senate panel approves Democratic climate bill. This is yesterday. A key U.S. Senate Environment Committee approved a Democratic climate bill on Thursday that would require industry to cut emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases by at least 20%. The bill approved by the Environment and Public Works Committee will now become one of several initiatives in the Senate aimed at attacking global warming. So, no, I don't have the bill number, ma'am.
Checked out. And then in reference to the shooter yesterday, when the information broke, and I was listening to a Christian radio station at the time, the thought that came to my mind was that it was a staged thing, in that it was going to be used in terms of fear-mongering against militia, against the military. So that they indeed will be and to be put on a terrorist watch list and can then have their guns taken away from them, because after all, the military is crazy, right? So anyway, that was just my thought on that. And for people that are new to listening and they're just wondering if what you're saying is crazy or not, it's so easy to do a web search just to look up simple things. For example, Rockefellers and eugenics. When you put that in there, there are tens of thousands of replies that come up. I just went to two of them, and one of them was talking about MK Ultra and the psychiatry that was being developed in England, being transported to the United States to bring the United States under the subservience of...
the Tavistock Institute, and I appreciate your call. Really a lot of great points from Connie. We're going to get to Nikki, Kevin, Michael, Nick, and others. I've got a guest coming on for about 10 minutes about the military out arresting people off of bases, tasering an 81-year-old man. But it's one thing to read millions of websites talking about the Rockefellers being the masters of this whole system or being the prime movers behind it, the real workhorses. But then I have Dr. Blaylock on and all these other scientists, and they actually quote the documents. And the Rockefellers are the fathers of eugenics. That's in Encyclopedia Britannica. They are the people that developed the mind control systems, that financed it. They're corrupt robber barons. And they went to the scientists and they said, figure out how to control these people. Figure out how to make everybody our slaves. That's what elites always do.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Your phone calls are coming up in about 10 minutes here on this Friday edition. We've got new developments on the Orlando office building shooting, at least 8 shot. The gunman is still on the loose. Is this a copycat of the tragedy we just saw at Fort Hood? We'll break down all the latest info on that. But we've been following in Texas, in California, in New York, Alabama, regular Army, regular Marines, National Guard, sometimes 10, 15, 20 miles from a base, setting up checkpoints, helping police search for drunk drivers as part of a PR campaign to acclimate the public to accept NORTHCOM, not just federal police, but federal troops policing America, and that's even in the Army Times. And we see more and more of these reports. This is out of Fairbanks, Alaska, and we've checked. It is a state highway. But now the military is spinning it and saying, well, that's part of the base, even though it's not their property. They're allowed to go out on the highway. And so they're just setting precedent here. And they pulled over this 81-year-old individual, said that he ran from him and tasered him. So I thought we would get the Fairbanks Newsminer reporter on. That's the mainstream paper there in Fairbanks, the Daily Paper, the Newsminer. And we are joined by Chris Freiberg to break down what's happening there in Fairbanks with the Air Force base. In this case, so that would be Air Force police, but we see the Army doing it in other areas, coming out off of base and tasering 81-year-olds. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Alex.
Interesting article titled "81-year-old tasered by Ellison Air Force Base Police." Tell us what really happened here.
Well, I've talked to Ellison, and they said it's under investigation, and they can't really talk about it. I talked to the 81-year-old. His name is Glenn Wilcox. He's an Episcopalian priest. He told me that he was going down the highway. This is a public highway maintained by the state. The Air Force pulled him over for going 11 miles over. He may or may not have wanted to accept the traffic ticket. That's not clear. He thought he had been waved off to go ahead. He took off. The Air Force police said that was not the case. They called in the state troopers, took off after him, went down the highway. Apparently, he was detained. He said for about 2 hours while they tried to figure out what to do. Some kind of conflict. He was outside of his car, ended up on the ground, and he got tasered by the police.
Describe this area to us geographically, please, and the name of the state highway.
This is called the Richardson Highway. It's one of the major highways in the state. We don't have all that many of them. This is a little past Fairbanks, about 20 miles down the road. And this is there's a couple of miles that are right next to the base. I'd always thought it was patrolled by the state. The Air Force says that they have the right to do it. They're claiming that it's their highway too now.
Have you had a chance to talk to the state police or others? Because I just pulled it up a few days ago on Google Maps, and at first people were asking, why were they off base doing this? Now they're just saying, look, we can do whatever we want. We don't need no stinking badges, or we don't need any stinking jurisdiction. And then the fact that he pulled over the first time, we talked to him on the phone. I don't want to say he sounds senile, but he sounded a bit out of it. He's an 81-year-old person. He leaves, and then they pull him over again, hold him for hours and hours, too much time on their hands. I would imagine he started getting cold up there. I would imagine it's already pretty cold up in Alaska.
Oh, yeah, it's been below freezing lately.
And so I guess he didn't like sitting out on the side of the highway while they sat in their warm patrol cars. And then they tasered him? How did all this end?
He said that because of his advanced age and he had a lot of health problems, he said he's had a quadruple bypass. He said he can't quite get his hand behind his back, which is what they ordered him to do. And he said he was trying to tell them, I can't do it. And that's when he ended up on the ground. That's when he got tasered. He was taken into custody, had to spend the night in jail. On the way to jail, though, he said that one of the policemen did finally put the handcuffs on in front of him. But he said it was a very unpleasant experience, and he still has a lot of bruises on his arms from it.
We saw this at the G20. They said nowhere in the city are you allowed to be out. And so they would ride down neighborhood streets. We have video that we shot of this. They would pull up to a 9-year-old with a baseball and a football, kids playing, and aim sound cannons at them and broadcast, "No one's allowed on the streets." They would go to the university when the college kids were out at night. Wasn't even demonstrations and attack them. There's video of police dogs, and I keep repeating this because I can't get over it, like 65, 70-year-old women come out of stores with bags, and they're being real nice. And there's officers in stormtrooper outfits, and they say, "Sir, we're just shopping." And he's like, "Get out of here," and the police dog's biting them, and they're billy-clubbing people. So they love these rules where if you don't immediately jump or stand on one leg, even if you only have one leg, or if you don't get out of a wheelchair, there's all these famous footage where they arrest people in wheelchairs. They're at the police department, the jail. They say, "Get up." And the person goes, in one video, "I'm a quadriplegic." And they laugh at him and just throw him out, and his bones break because they're like rubber from not walking. And they just laugh at the guy there, you know, with his broken bones. And there's several of these videos. And so this guy is literally, looks like from what I've read and seen, but you know more of this than I, that they're wanting to see if he's drunk or something because he's 81, a little bit out of it. And I guess they were saying stand on one leg, and he doesn't submit. So they show him who's boss. Hey, buddy, you're not allowed to be a little over the hill. You didn't understand what we said, boy. Because we've talked to him, too, on the phone. That's basically what we got, is they were giving him orders of things to do out there in the dark and the cold. And he was just like a old blind dog or something that, you know, an old blind dog in the ditch, and it doesn't jump when you say, so you torture it. I mean, this is, do we have to watch them, the military, like attack dogs tearing the throat out of a rabbit here, or what is this?
I'm not sure I can really answer that for you, Alex.
I guess we just got to watch old people everywhere. I mean, I see reports every day of 92-year-olds who are blind and half deaf getting tasered and beat up because they don't mind the cops, or autistic children every day getting beat up or shot. I mean, retarded. I mean, can't police tell when they pull up to an elderly, senile person or a retarded child not to fill them full of lead? Well, I'm getting a little angry here, and I appreciate the reporter coming on with us. Where is this going? Are they charging him with something? Are we going to put this dangerous terrorist in jail?
He was originally going to be charged with fourth degree assault, resisting arrest, failure to stop at the direction of a peace officer, which is a felony. They did drop the assault charge, but the other two are sticking. He said he's got an attorney. He's going to fight it. We'll see where it ends up.
Well, that's the incredible part. I can't tell you how many videos have surfaced on YouTube or that we've shot where the police beat people up, no one resists them, and like an added insult, it's not enough I knocked your teeth out and hurt your kidneys. I'm going to charge you with assaulting me. But I guess they had a little pang of conscience about sending an 80-plus-year-old man down the river, and so they are dropping the assault charge against him, I guess because the squad car video doesn't show that?
I'm not sure exactly why, but they did drop it.
Well, sir, are you doing any further investigation into why they're now declaring that the state highway is now their jurisdiction?
You know, that's something that I've tried to look at, into a little bit. They claimed it's an exception under the state constitution, and I'm working on a follow-up on that right now.
So now I guess you're saying they're claiming an exception to the state constitution that, oh, it's against the constitution, but we have an exception under Homeland Security. And so I guess this week it's the roads around the base. Next week it's going to be the whole state and maybe the army in your bedroom at night.
Well, as of right now, they're claiming that under the state constitution, under military roads, they have concurrent jurisdiction with the local authorities. And then at the same time, they're also saying that this part of the Richardson State Highway, which you don't have to go through any kind of checkpoint for, they're saying that that's part of the base, and they have the right to patrol that.
Are they? Is the base generating fines, revenue off the citizens?
Actually, this was charged by the Fairbanks District Attorney, so any revenue would go to the state rather than the Air Force.
Man, that's amazing. Well, I don't want to just sit here and talk at you. I know you're a journalist and a reporter, Chris, but you've obviously met with this older gentleman. We've just talked to him. You're saying he has bruises all over him. He's not a criminal from what we've seen. He doesn't have a criminal record. He's had triple bypasses. I mean, does this irritate you or any of the locals upset about this?
You know, I see a lot of the crime up here. That's my job, and there's a lot of weird things that happen. When I first saw this at the courthouse, I was shocked that someone of this age could really be tasered for any reason. You know, I wonder what kind of threat an 81-year-old could pose to any kind of law enforcement. You know, especially there were four enlisted airmen in their 20s there, and I know that's been the general feeling here is, you know, why did they need to do this? Why did four young, presumably in shape airmen have to taser an 81-year-old man? And there's been a lot of people too bringing up Posse Comitatus and wondering, you know, hey, why is the Air Force allowed to patrol that area of the state highway?
Well, I'm going to be honest with everybody, just because it's important for this man's defense. We've talked to him, to Glenn M. Wilcox, this 81-year-old gentleman. And I believe he's a veteran, too, isn't he?
He was with the Civil Air Patrol.
Yeah. The issue here is this guy has no criminal record. He's a patriot. We've talked to him. I'm just going to be honest. Now, maybe we've caught him at bad times. We've talked to him several times. But I don't know how police, when they walk up to a senile old man, and we've talked to him, I mean, it's really sad. I don't know how they don't have anything but compassion for him. Instead, they beat him up and taser him. And it's so predatory and so anti-human and really more than outraging. I just have nothing but disgust for these cowards that did this. And they think it's normal. They're so mentally ill, they think he did not follow orders. He did not stand on one foot. You have voltage sent through you. I am robot. And I'm glad to hear locals are upset about this. I mean, am I right in saying what you've told me is that locals are concerned?
They're very, very upset from the comments. I came into work the next day and I had, you know, several calls and on my voicemail. I've gotten several, you know, since then saying, you know, how did this happen? And people are very upset.
Well, you've talked to him. The two times we talked to him, he's like in and out. It sounds like, I mean, everybody knows, folks, you know, it sounds like something like Alzheimer's to me. You've talked to him, and I know you don't want to make a medical determination here, but, I mean, does he not seem like he's not all there?
You know, I can't really go into that. I mean, you know, I just talked to him for a few minutes about what happened, and, I mean, he seemed to have known what had happened to him, and he seemed very, very angry about it.
Okay, maybe the times we've talked to him, we woke him up or something, but you're saying he can't remember exactly what they were telling him to do.
Well, no, he said that they were trying to tell him to put his hands behind his back, and he kept saying, you know, no, I'm old, I have these conditions, I can't put my hands behind my back, and that's when he ended up on the ground and ended up getting tasered.
Yeah, we got that, and they were asking him other things, too, over the phone. Maybe we should just try him again, guys. And try to get him. Maybe we caught him at bad times, and he's been beat up and tasered and then three bypass surgeries. So maybe we just caught him when we called him when he was taking a nap the two times. Because if he is normally like the way he was when we talked to him, then the police are really out of control. And this is scary. So where is this going? So he still has charges against him, and they're not going to arrest till he's in jail, I guess.
The charges are still pending, and that's going to wind its way through the court system.
What's wrong with the district attorney in your town?
you know that's something that you would have to ask him. I'm not sure why he's pursuing this.
What is his name?
His name is Michael Gray.
Michael Gray is a big man, I guess. He's really proud of himself. As if this 81-year-old done nothing to anybody. Has already been beat up, tasered, slammed on the ground. You said you saw him. I mean, how bad are the bruises?
I talked to him on the phone, so
okay, he told you about bruises then.
Yeah, he told me he did have bruises all over his arms.
Well, somebody needs to go over there and take photographs of this because, you know, if he doesn't put on a good defense, they'll send him to prison, one more body in the private system. Okay, well, listen, I appreciate you coming on. Have you just done the one report, 81-year-old tasered by... Air Force Base Police?
So far, yeah, that's the only story I've done on this, yes.
And I guess you pronounce it Eilison or Eilison?
Eilison, Air Force Base.
All right. Well, thank you so much for covering this, and we really appreciate you coming on, Mr. Freiberg.
Oh, thank you for having me, Alex.
You bet. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. The website is newsminer.com. It's an old mining town. Oh, it's one of the major cities, Fairbanks, Alaska, up there. You know, I don't want to bash the police, but I just can't handle the videos of them beating people up in wheelchairs. Get up! I said get up! I'm paralyzed. No, you're not. Get up! And, I mean, I even know a fellow in Austin who's paralyzed from the chest down that the Austin police beat up. They pull him over and they go, what are these? Are those weapons? No, these are my hand controls. Get out of the car! Okay, my wife's got to go to the back because this isn't my regular car that's set up for me to get out by myself. She has to get my wheelchair out. I said, get out! There's nothing wrong with you. This guy's got little shriveled up legs the size of a 5-year-old's legs. Just very, he's paralyzed. They drag him out, beat him up, and laugh at him, crapping and peeing on himself on the ground. That's America, okay? That's people I know. That's somebody clean cut who's white with his wife who's paralyzed. Can you imagine what they do to other people? What is wrong with you people? By the way, that cop got promoted. He's now a supervisor.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Worried that inflation will destroy your savings? Grab a pencil. I'll tell you how to turn $10,000 into potentially $431,000 in 12 to 18 months, thanks to Obama. And this isn't about gold bullion or coins. It's about gold stocks. They have soared over 800% since the year 2000. This is with gold being less than $1,000, a figure that should go to between $1,500 and $2,500 according to Merrill Lynch and UBS. Even better, wait till you hear what Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, says in his free Investing in Gold kit. It highlights 7 must-own stocks, including a stock with 6-figure potential whose price has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 888-722-6600. That's 888-722-6600. Or go to the website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Police have been taught to be ruthless and vicious to the public. Now, a lot of our police are fine men and women and do protect and serve, but more and more it's encouraged to be a bunch of ruthless thugs, and I can't watch people in wheelchairs getting beat up. If you haven't seen the videos online, just search it. Police beat up man in wheelchair. Police dump man out of wheelchair. And you have no defense for what you do. You've dehumanized us. You've been dehumanized. You're being hurt by the very same system. Just wake up and repent. Tell yourself it's wrong what you've done. None of us are perfect, but come on. Just as a man, it's a fundamental level. Watching weak people getting picked on makes me hate your guts. And I try to control that and try to not blame all police for that. But look, I don't see these cops getting in trouble. You ought to run these people out of your departments, but no, they're encouraged. Bob Chapman's coming up at the 8 after in the next hour. We're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv, but I'm going to your phone calls here in just a moment. Report at least 2 dead, 8 injured in Orlando shooting. Authorities have identified the alleged gunman as Jason Rodriguez, 40, a former employee of the office building, so it's a spoiled brat throwing a fit. Rodriguez remains at large. He is considered armed and dangerous. He's believed to be driving a 2002 silver Nissan SUV with Florida license plate D119UX. Police have not confirmed the number of victims. They said 5 patients were transported to the local hospital. Police do not know what Rodriguez's motives was. It goes on, police are in the process of thoroughly searching the perimeter of the office building. They could not confirm the building had been completely searched. Police ask community members to keep their eyes open for the suspect, and it goes on from there. So a copycat shooter, probably on Prozac or one of those drugs, when aren't they on them? Because it gets rid of your psychological barriers to doing this type of stuff. Let's go ahead and talk to Nikki in Oregon. Nikki, welcome to Just Dropped, okay? Kevin in Mass. Kevin, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. People are always asking you, with the outrage of the New World Order increasing daily, what can we do? And we've been waking people up, but I have a proposal, action proposal I think would capitalize on our growing numbers thanks to your great films and people spreading them. It's peaceful, it's a way to strike back, and it's a smart, effective way. It's specific, measurable, attainable, reliable, timely, and tangible. This guy definitely looked like a patsy. They wouldn't have promoted him with all this, radical comments on the internet and everything. With the economy struggling, people can't go on a strike. You know, in France, they went on a strike when the government was getting out of hand. Our unions seem to be out of control. They're not representing the workers, and there's been no strikes, and people are laying down for the growing globalism. What can we do? The main form of mind control that we all expose ourselves to, as you've pointed out in the past, is through our TV. And they're threatening to take away our internet. Arnold Schwarzenegger in California is threatening to tax large TV users for their carbon footprint. What we can do is really start a campaign, you know, to just turn our televisions off, like that old clip from Network, you know.
Just turn it off, turn it off, turn it off.
Absolutely. This will hurt them in their pocketbook. It's a voluntary. You know, I live at home with my wife and my 2 kids. How am I going to enforce this on them? No, but I'm going to set an example. And if we all set an example, this is something that can take off. We've got the numbers right now. This, we're shutting down the newspapers. We can shut down the television. It's an info war. We're winning it. Let's take it to the next level. Let's make it a campaign. Let's get Peter Schiff, Ron Paul, the Oath Keepers. You know, let's join Oath Keepers. You know, if you're police and military especially, but it's open to everybody.
I hear you. We got to go to break. We should just start with people turning the television off, say, 3 days a week. See if you can just do that. Actually spend time with your family. Big article up at prisonplanet.com. We'll tell you about it when we come back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.